You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
When are you meeting these boys?
Wednesday.
Rick and what's the other bloke?
Armando, the account handler. Rick's the actual designer.
Yeah, I remember.
Although they both seem pretty creative. Oh, can you do this, Matt? You put so much coffee in it, I can't budge the thing.
You said you wanted it strong.
Well, not so strong that it all whooshes up the side.
So, where is it?
They're based in Shelley Magna, in a converted barn. Pictures on their website look fabulous. It's a real shop window for what they do.
And if a Gilbert's Cross, too.
Well, yes, but that's not the reason I hired them. They've been involved in some amazing conversion projects.
Yeah, I know that, Lillian.
They've got a really interesting style. Quirky without being bonkers.
So, you're going to talk through initial ideas, then?
Well, very loosely, at this stage. And then they'll put some mood boards together. So we've got something concrete to discuss before we start making any decisions about the finish and so on. Well, can you pour me one, too?
Yeah, I was going to. Well, you must tell me how it goes.
Of course. Oh.
Go on, take it.
No, it's only Jenny.
Oh, don't mind me.
No, she'll just want to bend my ear about a loaner.
What about her?
Well, Mum needs a replacement home help. I don't know why Jenny needs to involve me. It's not as if she's got much else to do. I'll call her back later when this headache's gone.
Okay. We need to crack on too with the house.
Ilona only gave us notice on Friday. Brenda will get on to it tomorrow.
Oh, busy morning. Oh, it's Bernard.
What's he doing ringing on a Sunday?
Yeah, I've been chasing him about the recce. I'll take my coffee outside and chat to him there.
OK.
Yeah, what is it?
Is that Matt?
Who do you think it is? Have you done it yet?
Well, that's why I'm ringing. I've been having a bit of trouble. He's not been at home for a few days.
So?
So do you think he might be on holiday or something?
How should I know? I'm not the one having an affair with the bloke.
No, I just thought...
He's a builder. He's probably on site at a job somewhere.
Okay. Do you have any idea where that might be?
Oh, for God's sake, that's what I'm paying you for. Just get on with it.
Morning, Tony Archer.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Having a bit of a clear out, are you? Stand by me.
Yeah. Some of the stuff. You wonder why on earth you've kept hold of it for so long.
In case it comes in handy, usually.
And then 20 years go by.
And I suppose you'll be wanting the place looking spick and span for the sale.
Oh, how do you...
Clary mentioned it. In strict confidence, don't worry, I ain't told a soul.
Well, it'll be common knowledge soon. The adverts are going out any time now.
You started your silage yet?
Oh, in a couple of days, I expect.
And your A?
We'll crack on with that straight after. Touch wood.
You don't know where you are, the way the weather's been these last few years.
Oh, you're telling me.
So, once the cows are gone, you won't have no need for a silage, I suppose.
Oh, I don't know. We'll still make a fair bid, I expect.
Just to sell, like you.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. And Tom's planning to use some for the pigs.
Feed pigs on silage. Uh-huh. He'll have them flying.
Eh? Yeah. Alistair said much the same. But Tom reckons it can be done.
I suppose.
So, you didn't come round just to ask about the state of my silage, did you, Joe?
No. That was just by the by. I was passing and I was thinking about your sale and I thought... Well, I've been through it 12-13 year back. And easy.
Although this is a bit different. We're not selling up.
Oh, no, I know that, but... like I says, I've been there. If you need any advice, you only has to ask.
Oh. Well, that's very good of you, Joe.
At last... Didn't you get my messages?
I got them all right. You've left enough of them.
I wouldn't need to leave any if you took my calls, Lillian. It's just common courtesy.
That's rich, considering what you said last week.
OK.
Look, do you really think I owe you anything after that, Paul?
I know I was a bit...
And then just driving away, leaving me in the middle of nowhere.
All right, I'm sorry.
Did you even think about how I'd get home?
You've got to understand what a terrible state I was in.
I've got to understand.
Yes.
I can still remember that feeling as the last wagon went down the lane. Terrible it was.
Yes, I'm not looking forward to it. Oh, but look on the bright side, Joe. There's cattle back at Grange Farm now, and a Grundy in charge of them.
Ah, well, if I'd known that was to come, it would have made things a lot easier to bear at the time.
Thanks for the support, anyway.
Oh, that's all right. Here.
What?
I see you got an old milk churn there.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the things I was wondering about. Why on earth did I keep a churn with a hole in the bottom?
Yeah, and a handle missing.
And a handle missing, yeah.
Well, you could take it off your hands, if you like.
Well, what would you want with it?
Oh, you never know. Eddie might be able to get a couple of bob for it at a boot sale, and... Well, it ain't doing you no good, is it?
No, no.
Just making the place look untidy, and... Well, you want it all spick and span for the sale, don't you?
Oh, all right, then, Joe. Will it fit in the trap?
Oh, I reckon.
Right. I'll put it in there for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Tony Archer.
That's one thing I don't have to take to the tip.
Ah, exactly. And so, as I saved you the trouble...
Yes?
It's worth a pint, wouldn't you say?
What?
In fact, I'm on my way to the pub now, if you wants to join me.
I don't know how you could say anything so insulting.
Look, I wasn't...
As if I'd tolerate being in that sort of relationship with Matt. It's demeaning even to think of it.
I know men like that.
You don't know him at all.
I know all I need to. You've told me enough about him. Think of all the times he's let you down.
I don't want to talk about Matt.
Nor do I. I want to talk about us.
That's why you turned up at the house, is it? I mean, what on earth were you thinking of? Do you want to sabotage my entire life?
I told you what a terrible day it was for me.
Don't you dare do anything like that ever again, Paul.
I was in a state about the children.
So you keep saying. But I've been thinking about it, and it doesn't make any sense. I mean, one minute you claim they hate this Frank and they're coming to you all upset.
They were.
And then you say they're at the wedding and you're hurt because they've taken Celia's side.
Well, that's because they...
I mean, they can't both be true. I just don't know where I am with you.
That's why we need to talk.
Actually, I'm not sure there's any point.
What do you mean?
I honestly don't think I can do this, Paul.
No.
I don't recognise you anymore.
You don't know what you're saying.
You used to be so kind, so caring.
I still am. I can look after you. You just need to let
but you've
me.
You've changed.
I haven't changed at all. If you just give me a chance to explain...
Lillian?
That's Matt. I've got to go.
No, no, don't hang up.
I'm sorry.
No, Lillian.
Bush?
In the bedroom.
You all right?
Yes. You know, just Jenny.
What, trying to sort out this Alona business?
She can be a complete pain sometimes, you know, when she's got a bee in her bonnet.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you get things sorted out with Bernard earlier?
Oh, yeah. We're meeting on site tomorrow afternoon.
Does he still think he should be able to start the strip out on... when was it?
We had said the 17th. No doubt we'll confirm it tomorrow.
Good. That's good.
Looks like your sister really has wound you up.
Well, she didn't get me at the best time.
No. I think you need an heir of the dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
In fact, why don't we go down to the Bull? Have a bit of lunch as well. There you go, Joe.
Ah, just a job.
I'm not sure why I'm doing this, mind.
Yeah, you scratch my back.
I'd rather not.
Well, it's knee business, isn't it, eh? What do you reckon? Going to stay and have a bit of dinner here, are you?
No, Pat's doing something for later.
Oh, well, I expect Clary will be cooking too.
Actually, there is something you could do for me. We're short of a body for leek planting.
Well, Well, I'd like to help. Of course I would, but well, I ain't really up to riding on a planter no more.
No, no, not you, Joe. No, I just wondered if you had any ideas.
Oh, well, I suppose our Edward might be able to give you a few hours. I'll ask him if I see him.
All right, thanks.
Although, are you umpiring for the single wicket tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, me and Bert.
You'll be at that?
Spectating?
Oh, no, 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 he's entered.
Oh, right. I'll ask him myself then.
Well, I think I'd take the weight off. You coming?
In a minute, Joe.
If you fancy a little something to keep you going, I like salt and vinegar best.
Tony?
No scratchings, mind. Please have it with me, gentlemen.
Fancy seeing you here.
Afternoon.
You got yourself a drink, have you?
Yes, yes, thanks. Lillian, I'm glad I've seen you. I want a bit of advice.
Look, I'll get us a menu. We can order the food and drink at the same time,
eh? Pat and I, we've been thinking about maybe putting some money into property.
Since when have you had that sort of money? It was telling me how hard up you are.
No, well, this would be shifting some of our pension money. I was wondering what you'd recommend.
But I'm not a consultant.
No, but you're in the property business. I hear the rental market's quite strong at the moment. What would be best? A house or maybe a couple of flats?
Tony.
And are there any up-and-coming areas around here?
Tony, please, it's Sunday. I haven't come to the pub to talk about work.
I'm just looking for a bit of advice, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'm not in the mood to give you any.
Didn't think it was much to ask from me sister. But if that's the way you feel about it...
So, when you say bar snack, are you thinking a sandwich or something hot?
Oh, I don't know, Matt. Got even less appetite than when we came in.
Well, nice chap, but he ain't really got Kenton's gift of the gab, is he?
Who?
Neil Carter, doing a commentary for the cricket.
Oh, no, I suppose not. But if Kenton's going to be too busy with this place...
Well, I don't hold with all this music and razzmatazz.
It's all 2020 style, isn't it?
The only sound you need to the cricket match is the whack of willow on leather and some gentle applause.
Oh, I'm inclined to agree with you, Joe. But we have that at all the usual matches. This is meant to be fun for families.
Still, a bit of noise might drown out the arguing, I suppose.
What?
Edward ain't the only Grundy playing. Our William is in all.
Oh, right.
Clary's hoping they'll stay well away from each other.
So, we'll bring in a couple of yous with twins, like last year. You grab that end, could you?
Sounds good. I've got all the stewards organised through Young Farmers.
Oh, it'll be fine.
But I'm not really going to be able to help much with the preparation.
No, I know.
Not with my revision.
Well, I understand, Pip.
Do you want a hand, Dad?
Oh, yes, please. I'm making up a couple of pens for Open Farm Sunday. Hopefully, it'll be a lot less exciting than last year.
Yeah, no stampeding bullocks.
Yeah.
You know the people at Rickyard Cottage?
What, the Tennysons?
I've just been telling them about the single wicket. They said they might come down later.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Watch me beat the pants off both of you.
Yeah, brave words, Josh. Let's see how you talk when I'm bashing you to the boundary, eh?
Right, I'd better get back to my revision.
Okay, Pip.
And if anyone's going to be bashing Josh to the boundary, it'll be me.
Oh, yeah, right. Revision, a likely story.
Yeah, no, she says she's got it all timetabled.
It's just to get out of all the work for Open Farm Sunday. I can help, though.
Well, that's good. Right, let's bring this one over.
Dad, will Neil be at the single wicket, do you think?
Yeah, of course, he's doing the announcements.
Because I want to get this farmer's market sorted out. And I've been doing some more research.
Well, that's great, Josh, but remember, Neil will have quite a bit to do this afternoon.
Well, I've just had to turn Tony down for some work.
Have you, love?
He was looking for someone for the leek planter.
Oh, yeah. I already was still short.
Yeah, the trouble is, it's on Wednesday.
Well, ain't that no good for you?
Nah. Me and Jazza have got a shearing job. It's been set up for a while. I don't want to mess the bloke around, you know.
No. I want him to give you a good reference.
Yeah. So I told Tony no.
Well, never mind. You'll be earning more money with the shearing, won't you?
Yeah, that's something, I guess.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, hello, Rob. This is my mum, Clary.
We've met.
Oh,
Well, at least I think you've served me in the pub, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Rob's setting up the mega... Borchester Land's new dairy.
This is great, isn't it? There's always such a good turnout.
Yeah, it's usually pretty popular.
You're entering today, I take it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you play for the team?
Oh, no, I'm not really a cricketer.
No, nor me. Very rusty.
My partner's son, George, he's been on at me to have a go. Doing it for him, really.
Hello, Mum. Oh, hi, Rob.
Hello, afternoon. William.
Where's George?
Em's just getting him a burger.
Yeah, because he said he wanted to see me play.
Yeah, he's here, don't worry.
Now, you are a cricketer, aren't you, Will? I remember Adam told me.
Yeah. Well, I play for Ambridge when I can.
Oh, so we might have brother against brother. Sparks will fly, eh?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, we'll have to see about that.
Hello? Hello?
No.
Oh, well, welcome to the annual Ambridge Single Wicket Contest. We're all going to have a great afternoon of friendly competition. I've been handed the draw for the first round, so here are the pairings. Daniel Hebden-Lloyd plays Roy Tucker. Josh Archer versus Richard Thwaite. Ed Grundy plays Lucy Armitage. David Archer versus Barry Simmons. Rob Titchener plays Rhys Williams.
Oh, he's another bloke who isn't really a cricketer.
Maybe a lucky draw then.
Alistair Lloyd.
Oh.
Nathan Booth plays Tom Archer. Adam Macy versus Jamie Perks.
So they're even now.
Yep. Josh got four in his innings, so it all depends on what happens with this last ball.
Josh needs to get Richard out.
He does. Right, here he goes. Ooh.
Roy's got it. Look. Ooh.
Bowler's end.
Oh, good throw.
Hey, hey.
He stuck him. Well done, Josh. Oh, you must be pleased.
Yeah, it's just that...
So, Josh Archer is the winner there. Congratulations, Josh. And he'll go on to meet his sister, Pip, in the next round.
Oh.
Yeah. This isn't going to end well.
Prepare for humiliation, little brother.
You're joking, aren't you? If you hadn't had a bye in the first run, you wouldn't even have got this far.
Oh, yeah. As it happens, I've been taking lessons... You might actually get a big surprise.
Best of luck, you two!
Thanks. Someone's going to need it.
Oh, yes!
I think Josh wasn't messing there. Well, Pip didn't stand much chance.
And so it's Pip to bowl.
Here's the drink, Grandma.
Oh, thank you, George.
How did Pip do?
Two runs.
Oh, she's not going to be very happy with that.
You're going to score more than that, aren't you?
Not if I can help it.
Yeah, I'm playing your dad next.
I hope you both win.
Oh, well, it don't work that way, George.
Right, come on. You're going to go play with Jake and Mia.
Jakey, I'm a stumpire.
It's umpire.
It's nice that Nick come to the service over at Darrington yesterday.
Hmm? Yeah, said she enjoyed it. Didn't know quite so many people there, of course.
Yeah, well, no, but she soon found her feet. She got chatting with another young mum over coffee after the service.
Yeah, that sounds like Nick.
Oh, here we go.
Short run up.
Blimey,
that was miles off. Oh, what's this about the flower festival?
What about it?
When I was getting a burger, Shula said the cricket team were entering.
Oh, yeah, she persuaded Alistair.
Oh, none of us are exactly flower arrangers, Mum.
No. Well, Shula said she'd be your special advisor, and I'm sure some of the wives will get involved.
Yeah, probably.
There ain't no patron saint to cricket, though, so I don't know who you're going to choose.
That's a bit straighter.
Gosh!
Oh, that's going for six, surely.
No! Look at Tom!
Oh, he's under it.
Well, I can thank you for one thing, Rob.
What's that?
Now you've knocked me out, I can have a beer.
It could have been me drinking that. It was a very close-run thing.
Well, as you can see, I'm no great shakes as a bowler.
Oh, nor me, David.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Oh, here comes Pip.
Oh, I understand. I'll be meeting her in the quarter-finals.
Yeah, as she beat her brother. Although, to be honest, I think Tom did most of the work there. Mm. There's another sibling needle match going on now. Will and Ed Grundy.
Yes, I was talking to them earlier and made a little joke about that. Fell rather flat, I fear.
Can you get me a lemonade, Dad?
Oh, I expect I can run to that. Now, you will go easy on my daughter, won't you, Rob?
Of course.
There's no need to patronise me.
I wasn't.
I've already got one famous victory behind me.
Well, that was an amazing catch.
You should have seen Josh's face.
You got him, Ed. LBW.
LBW? Don't even know how to spell it.
What happened, Clary?
Williams 8, LBW.
Oh, well, I never...
It looks like it's a David Giant killing.
Are there giants?
Just a saying, George.
Oh, it's hard to know who to support at a time like this, isn't it?
Puts me in a very difficult situation.
Tell me about it.
I'd have been much happier if they'd gone the whole afternoon without playing each other, really.
Yeah.
Never mind, William.
Oh, I don't know what Tony was thinking of with that decision.
So who won?
Well, Ed won that match.
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun, though, ain't it?
If you say so, Mum.
So, with Rob Titchener having beaten Pip Archer and Ed Grundy beating Jamie Perks, it's time for the grand final. Please give our finalists a big hand.
Mega Dairy versus the little guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like they're batting for the future of the British dairy industry.
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't come down to a cricket match.
No. Hear, hear.
I've got to get off now, Neil.
Oh, okay, Josh.
I need to do the hens.
Oh, fine. And it's Ed to bowl first.
You know I was saying about this American system?
Hmm?
The poultry houses are on wheels, or sleds, and what they do is tow them by tractor to fresh grass every day. Wouldn't that be great?
Whoa!
Because then we could market the eggs as grass-fed. And we could big up all the nutritional advantages and charge an even bigger premium.
That was a four. Nice one!
Couldn't we, Neil?
Hmm? I'm sorry, Josh. What were you saying?
Come on, Ed! How many runs does he need?
10, love. Well, 11 to win.
No chance.
You never know, William. You got a couple of sixes, maybe.
Ah, come on, Mum. He didn't get nowhere near Rob's first delivery.
Here we go.
Come on, Edward.
Oh!
Sold you.
So, the winner of the Ambridge Single Wicket Competition 2013 is our newcomer, Rob Titchener.
You're a dark horse, Rob. So much for being rusty.
I was. I didn't play at all while I was overseas.
Yeah, and before that you opened for Surrey.
No, just the occasional pub team. Anyway, I got lucky. Ed nearly had me out with his third ball. I didn't read it at all.
I didn't even see the ones you were bowling at me.
Well done for getting to the final, Ed.
Oh, well done for getting to the semis.
Yeah, you both played very well. You must let me buy you a drink.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I'll have a lager, please.
Oh, yeah, same for me.
David?
I'll give you a hand.
You're not tempted to join the
team. Hard luck
yourself.
For not winning.
I don't mind. I did what I came to do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, just remember, Pip, it's not the taking part that counts.
It's beating your brother.
You want to keep the batteries separate?
Yeah, I know.
They recycle them or something.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Brian.
It's good to have a clear out occasion, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Just that I'm rather up against it today, and I'm expecting someone any moment now. So, what can I do for you?
Okay, look, I won't keep you, but I wanted to have a quick chat about Peggy. Well, Jenny and Peggy, actually.
Well, what about them?
Look, Jenny's getting a bit frazzled about your mother. And Lillian seems to be in a world of her own at the moment, as she and Matt are up to their necks in the paper mill conversion. So, to be honest, Tony, Jenny's pretty much on her own, and I think she could do with a bit more help from the rest of the family.
Help? Well, we all keep an eye on Mum.
Yes, I'm sure, but I still think most of the pressure's landing on Jenny's shoulders at the moment.
Oh, I get it.
What?
You're worried that Jennifer won't have so much time for you.
No.
She won't be able to attend to your every need like you're used to.
That's not it at
all. You really do see yourself as the Squire of Amherst, don't you?
I beg your pardon. Oh,
Pat and I saw the article in Borsetshire Life. I thought Jim got you down to a T.
I take offence at that.
Yeah, well, I take offence at you muscling him where it doesn't concern you.
Honestly, I was hoping for a more cooperative attitude, Tony. I mean, I've always been ready to help out with your family.
What?
Well, when Tom's business was in trouble, who came to his aid?
Yeah, who stole him away from us, you mean?
I'm sorry?
Pat and I had a good, viable plan to bring his business under the Bridge Farm umbrella. A trusted, organic brand. Oh, but you had to wade in and poison his mind with a non-organic option.
I didn't poison his mind. Tom had two options open to him and he made a completely free choice.
Now, you've always despised what we've stood for.
Anyway, what on earth has this got to do with your mother?
Well, it's got to do with your attitude. Always thinking that you know best.
Well, maybe I do. It wasn't my business that nearly went to the war because of poor hygiene.
Yeah, and a fat lot of help we had from you when that happened. You'd have been happy to see us go under.
Tony, this is paranoid nonsense. I came round to have a civilised conversation. I thought we could discuss things amicably. I'm very sad that you're taking this attitude.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask you to come round. Alec, hello.
Afternoon.
This is Alec Murray.
From Rodways, yes, we've met. Hi, Brian. A nice article in Borsetshire Life.
Oh, you've seen that, have you?
Hasn't everyone? I thought you came over very well.
Oh, really?
Very much so. A man with a vision. I wish more people had the guts to speak out the way you did.
Well, it's good of you to say so. I mean, there were one or two misquotes, I'm afraid.
Well, that's inevitable, isn't it? Part of the journalistic process.
I suppose so.
So, am I interrupting?
No. I think we've said everything we need to, haven't we, Brian?
Apparently.
Let's go and take a look at them then, shall we?
After you.
This way.
Nice to see you.
And you, Alec.
Am I right in thinking there's a family connection between you and Brian?
Yes, he's my brother-in-law. He married my sister, Jennifer.
Ah, Jennifer, yes, I remember.
Elizabeth Podgeter.
Elizabeth, hello, it's Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Have you got a moment?
Absolutely. What can I do for you?
Well, Jenny's been talking about some event you're running. Fine dining?
Yes, it's part of English Wine Week. We're opening the Orangery this evening with a special menu to complement Lower Loxley wine.
Yeah. And there's music or something?
A classical guitarist. I think we're fully booked, though.
So I heard. It's just that I've been looking for something for our anniversary. I mean, it's tomorrow, really, but this sounds ideal, and Jenny was very enthusiastic.
Oh, I see.
You couldn't squeeze in a couple more, could you?
Well, yes, I expect so, as it's family.
Excellent. What sort of time should we turn up?
Well, it's a single sitting. If you can get here for 8?
Oh, that'd be fine, yeah. Thanks, Elizabeth.
No problem.
We'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's incredible how quickly it seems to come round. It only seems 2 minutes since you took the last lot to the airport.
I know.
Oh, it's amazing. Are they Polish again?
And Hungarian, yeah.
No, this one's actually ready for the duvet.
Oh, 1 second. There you go.
Jenny!
In here, Brian!
Oh, you're here too, Adam. Not long now, eh?
2 days.
Yeah. Rob did well at the single wicket yesterday, by all accounts.
Victor Ludorum. Very impressive performance.
So I hear.
What a handy bowler.
Did you face him?
No, I was knocked out by Duncan in the quarterfinals.
Oh, dear.
That's all right. It was a good day, anyway. At least Will didn't actually come to blows with his brother.
I think that's what the young people call a result.
It is.
I've just had a text from Rob, actually. He's landed at Hanover. Huh? Now waiting for the dealer to collect him.
Great.
Is he going to get all the heifers from Germany?
Most, but not all. Hungary as well.
So, they supply cattle as well as fruit pickers.
Indeed they do. Anyway, Jenny, I've got some good news. You know that thing you were going on about at Lower Loxley?
The fine dining evening?
I've persuaded Elizabeth to squeeze us in for our anniversary treat.
But our anniversary's tomorrow.
I know.
Well, isn't it happening tonight?
Yeah, but surely 24 hours won't make much difference.
Oh, well, it's not that. I've got heaps to do this afternoon, and now I've got to get ready for a night out as well.
Well, it won't take that long, surely.
Oh, Brian, you've got no idea.
Well, that's all right, Mum. There's not much left to do here. You can help me with the last few beds, can't you, Brian?
Well,
I bet you do a mean hospital corner.
Inevitably, there's an element of sadness when you're selling an entire herd.
Oh, it's not going to be an easy day, Alec.
But you don't want to transmit those emotions to the buyers, Tony. We need to create a bit of a buzz. Show the animals off at their very best.
Yes, of course.
The atmosphere we're going for. It should be almost a mini show.
I understand.
Get people in the mood for spending.
So, sales I've been to, they generally do the stock last. Is that what you'd recommend?
Yes, we'll start with the parlour equipment. You tend to get better prices that way, rather than leaving it to the end. Then we move on to the main event.
Right.
I must say, you've picked a good time to sell.
Well, I'm not sure that we've picked it exactly.
Of course. But British Frisians, well, they're having a bit of a revival at the moment. I'd hope for good prices.
Oh, that'll soften the blow, I suppose.
Catering.
Yeah.
We can organise that, if you like.
Oh, no. My son's ahead of you there. He's got a burger van.
Ah.
Gourmet grills.
So you'll handle catering in-house?
Yeah, yes. Tom will take care of all that. Should be a decent earning opportunity for him.
OK. Now, if the forecast is good, we'll have the ring out here in the yard. But we do need a wet-weather alternative.
Yeah, I thought you would. I've been clearing out this barn.
Ah, right.
It's our winter cow housing. Well, it was. Won't be any more.
Oh, yes. This should do nicely.
Is it big enough? How many people do you expect?
It's difficult to say. Between 50 and 100, I'd imagine.
Right.
Oh.
What?
Have you got any more milk churns?
Yes, there's a few around.
Try and find as many as you can.
Oh, yes, I am. Might as well get shot of them.
It doesn't matter what condition they're in.
Well, they need to be serviceable, surely.
No. People don't seem to mind. They paint them up and use them as planters.
Battered ones?
Oh, yes. They go for anything up to £40 each at our general sales.
£40?
Amazing, isn't it?
I don't believe it.
How does the blessed thing...
You have to shake it, Brian.
Hmm?
Go on, shake it.
I am.
Shake it.
Oh, look, this is exhausting. How many of them do you have to do?
A lot.
Oh, well, you're welcome to it, Adam.
Well, Mum likes to have them all on when they arrive, so it's nice and homely. They do their own after that.
I should hope so. She tells me a lot more women this year.
That's right.
Is that wise? Don't you like to get a lot of hassle?
Oh, no.
What, with a bevy of young girls on your hands?
Actually, compared to last year, I'm expecting much less hassle.
Yes, okay, Rosa. See you tomorrow.
Tony! Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Bye. Oh, that's my leek planting solved.
Look, Pat said you were over here.
If only that was my biggest problem.
I didn't realise you'd be milking.
Oh, Trevor's got a gig in Northampton tonight.
Oh, I see. I've got a bit of a problem of my own, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I've not been having much luck finding someone to replace Ilona.
What?
Well, she leaves at the end of next week, and... Oh, I've been through the WI, and I've asked everybody I know with a home help, but there's no one available.
What on earth do you want me to do about it?
Well, how about giving me some support, finding someone to look after our mother?
Don't you realise how busy I am, you know? I can hardly do it while milking cows, can I?
Tony, I'm busy too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got a huge amount to do this afternoon.
What, exactly?
Well, never you mind. I just have.
We're trying to make the most of the week. There aren't many attractions which produce their own wines.
And the famous USP.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we had a hog roast at the weekend.
Ooh, well, that's a different style of catering from tonight, then.
I'll say. Hugh's delighted to be able to flex his chef muscles a bit.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Where is Jennifer?
She's just powdering her nose.
Ah. So, yes, we've got tours of the vines. John Simmons, that's our winemaker. He's giving a talk tomorrow evening with a tasting. And there are special offers on the wine, of course.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, evening, Elizabeth.
Oh, didn't you look nice?
Oh, thank you.
You see, darling?
Yes, all right, Brian.
Elizabeth's been telling me about English Wine Week.
And we've entered for the English and Welsh Wine of the Year for the second time.
Oh, how did you do last year?
We weren't placed or anything, but the judges were positive at least.
Well, best of luck for this year.
Thank you. Well, the wine's definitely gone up a notch, so fingers crossed. Oh, well, I'll be seeing you on Saturday.
Saturday?
Shula's drinks thing.
No,
we can't make it.
Oh, well, never mind. There'll be another one.
Yes.
Right, I'll get someone to take your drinks order.
Oh, thank you. What's going on? We're not doing anything on Saturday.
I know.
Well?
Jim's going to be there.
Oh, darling.
I just couldn't bear to be in the same room as him.
You need to let it go.
Well, I can't. And frankly, I've had it up to here with family at the moment. I've had great difficulty tying Lillian down to a meeting. I don't know what's got into her.
Ah.
And Tony was horrible to me.
When?
This afternoon.
You had a run-in with Tony?
Yes.
Oh, me too. You practically set the dogs on me. Yeah, I think we should stay out of his way for a bit. Give him a chance to calm down.
You shouldn't have hung up like that.
Look, I had no choice. Matt was coming up the stairs.
Well, you could have rung me back, Lillian.
I've been very busy.
We need to talk this through.
Do we? I mean, didn't we say everything there was to be said on Sunday?
No. I need to explain properly about the children and the wedding. It's got in such a muddle.
All right, go on then.
I was thinking, I'm coming up to Felbishon later. I'm pitching for some work at the cathedral.
Oh.
Yeah, the vicar at Fawcett Magna put in a word for me, so...
Well, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so we could meet at the flat afterwards.
What, this afternoon?
Yeah.
No. Paul, I'm sorry, that's impossible. I'm meeting the designers for this paper mill conversion.
Well, cancel it.
I can't just cancel it. It's far too important.
More important than our relationship.
Look, it's the big kick-off meeting for their side of the project. If I cancelled without good reason, Matt would get suspicious. And quite frankly, I wouldn't blame him.
He'll have to be this evening, then.
I can't. Matt and I are going to dinner with Rex from the consortium.
For goodness sake.
I do have a life, Paul. I don't just sit around waiting for you to get in touch.
You need to understand about the kids.
Well, you can tell me now. I mean, we don't have to meet face to face for you to do that.
I want to see you.
Just tell me.
All right. It's like this. I know you got a bit confused about whether they were on Celia's side or mine. I think the trouble was I was talking about them as one, because they don't both feel the same way.
Go on.
It was Grace who was really unhappy about the wedding. Charlie, he was always more of a mother's boy. He's put Celia on a bit of a pedestal, can't see what she's doing's wrong. So, yeah, it was Grace who agreed with me. But, you know, women are like, they're the peacemakers, aren't they?
So you're saying that
she didn't want to cause trouble in the family. She went along with it so there wouldn't be bad feeling.
But I thought you said Celia had bribed her into going by making Aisling a bridesmaid.
Did I?
Yeah, that's what you said in the car on the day of the wedding.
You sure?
Well, I'm not likely to forget that day, am I?
Oh, well, that was just me letting off steam, probably. You know, I wasn't in a good place, but... Look, I'm sorry if I confused you, but now that I've explained, we can get back to normal, can't we? Can't we?
It's not that simple.
Lillian, we have to. All this talking on the phone, it's no good. It's too distant. I need to be with you. You must feel the same. Not seeing you, it's driving me mad. You're the one good thing in my life. I love you so much. I couldn't cope without you.
Look, Paul, I'm very sorry.
I'll tell you what. I'm nearly ready to leave. I could just come straight to yours.
To the house?
Then we could talk before you went off for your meeting.
No, absolutely not. I have told you are not to come anywhere near Ambridge. Is that clear?
But I've got to see you.
Well, look, how about the weekend?
I'm in Cardiff. You could come there.
No, it's too far.
We'd have a lovely time together.
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't justify that much time away. I was thinking at the flat.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, really, Paul?
You're not making this easy, you know. I guess I could go straight there on Monday.
Monday? Oh, that'll be Jenny. Look, OK, Monday. I think I can get there for one.
I love you, Lillian.
I've got to go.
It's going to be all right.
Coming.
Morning.
Morning, Jenny. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Oh, isn't the blossom lovely?
Hmm?
The blossom in your garden. I was just saying how beautiful it was looking.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's look, would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
You, said you wanted to talk about Mum.
Well, specifically finding a replacement for Ilona.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's getting quite urgent now, and I think we've got no alternative but to go to an agency.
Keep coming! Bit more! OK. That's fine, Dad.
Joe Grundy thought I was asking him to take a turn on this the other day.
On the leek planter? You're kidding me.
I got the wrong end of the stick.
I'll go the other side.
OK. Mind you, he's still got all his marbles. Did I tell you how he diddled me?
No.
Well, you know I was clearing out the barn.
Uh-huh.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
So, there was an old churn that might weigh a bit, Tom.
Okay.
That's it. Stop. And there was Joe. Butter wouldn't melt.
Oh, I'll take that off your hands, Tony Archer. Save you carting it to the tip.
Well, that seems fair enough, I suppose. What's the problem?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. It was pretty manky, I have to say.
So?
So, yesterday, Alec was here talking about the sale. And he said to dig out any old churns we've got, whatever their condition, because people buy them for their gardens.
Oh, yeah. I suppose I've seen that.
And they go for up to 40 quid.
Blimey! Joe saw you coming then, Dad. But
I haven't told you the best part. He actually persuaded me to buy him a pint as thanks for his trouble.
He never! You still going to use Ed and Eddie on the day of the sale, then?
Yeah, well, I can hardly bear them a grudge just because Joe's been getting up to his old tricks, can I?
No. So they'll be on parking duties?
Oh, I hope so.
Hmm.
Then they can help to get the beast through the ring.
Fair enough.
Oh, I told Alec that you were going to handle the catering. You're just going to have the van? He reckoned 50 to 100 people?
Oh, yeah. We'll cover that easily.
Right. So, you've got these deliveries this afternoon, you said?
Yeah.
And what time do I need to relieve you on the tractor?
Two-ish.
Yeah, fine.
Great.
Oh, here's your other feeder.
Hi, Rosa.
Right, I'll leave you to it.
Yep, see you later.
You don't really think of the Orangery as a place for an evening meal, but they've done it very nicely.
Did they?
Mmm. Low lighting and smart young waiters.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah, there was a set menu with a bottle of Lower Loxley wine included. Asparagus tart for starters, followed by sea bass.
Lovely.
A couple of people we knew there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Crispin and Miranda Stretfield. Oh, and Richard and Sabrina.
Anyway, look, I went on the internet and I searched for agencies that looked as if they might be able to provide what Mum needs. And I printed out their details, but, whoa, there's so many, I got into a bit of a tizzy, really.
Did you?
Couldn't see the wood for the trees after a while. You know what it's like. So I thought if I went through them with you, you could help me cut them down to a short list.
OK, I'll do my best.
Lillian?
What?
Are you all right? You know, you haven't seemed yourself lately. Is something the matter?
It's, No, nothing special. I've just been a bit out of sorts these last few days.
Oh,
don't worry about me. Now, let's have a look at these details then.
Yeah?
It's me, Matt.
Oh, all right, Matt. What's up?
That's what I want to know. It's been days since I gave you the job. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, as it happens, I've got some news.
Yeah?
I was going to ring you. I managed to...
Hold on, hang on. Brenda? Is that you? Hold on a minute, thought I heard something. Brenda? Lillian? That's all right.
Okay.
So, what's this news then? You spoken to him?
Not yet, but I know where he is.
Oh, at last.
I'll follow him to this...
No, I don't want to know the details.
All right.
Just get hold of him and give him the message.
Tom! Hiya, Tom! I hope I'm not too late.
No, that's fine. Do you two want to stretch your legs for a minute?
You've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, it's gone very smoothly. You should be able to finish it off by tea time.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow, you have remembered I'm out all day.
Yeah, I hadn't forgotten.
Good. I'm going to Bellingham's to sort out the details for this trial run.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I'll make a cut in Long Meadow tomorrow if it stays fine.
Thanks, Dad.
Anyway, hadn't you better make a move?
Yes, I'd better.
Right, see you later then.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Right, you two. Back on the planter, please. No rest for the wicked.
Damn it. Excuse me, mate. Could you change a note? I need £3 for this machine.
Oh, what are you... Ow! All right.
Look... I've not got a lot of money on me.
Shut up! Ow! Just listen. I've got...
You! Let him go!
God's sake!
Come back! Hi! Are you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm just... It was just a shock, that's all. Give me a sec.
Should I...
No, he's gone.
I'll ring 999.
No, don't bother. It was... It was just some chance of trying it on.
Trying to mug you?
Yeah.
Did he get anything?
No, he'd only just grabbed hold of me.
Just as well I saw him.
Yeah. It's probably a druggie. You know, he caught me by surprise otherwise.
You really should call the police. I could give you my number as a witness.
I really didn't get much of a look at him.
CCTV, maybe?
I don't know. Thanks for wading in, though. A lot of people would look the other way.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
There's nothing I can do.
You haven't got change of a fiver, have you?
Oh, well, I might have.
I've got a flat nearby. I'll stick a ticket on the car and just go there. Chill out for a bit.
I looked at all the agencies in the area,
And this one really did seem to be the best choice. It's got a very good reputation.
Hmm.
And I know you weren't very happy when we used an agency for Jack.
I wasn't. That was absolute chaos.
Well, I know it wasn't ideal, but, you know, a lot of that was down to Jack's condition, wasn't it? And he needed personal care, not a home help. This will be very different.
I should hope so.
And you have to remember the advantage with an agency is that if the regular person goes sick or if they're away on holiday, then they'll always provide somebody.
But it also means it wouldn't necessarily be the same person from week to week.
Oh, but they said they'd do their best to ensure continuity.
Did they?
Yes. And the woman I spoke to was ever so helpful. She assured me that they would have somebody lined up for when Ilona leaves. So I said I'd talk to you and confirm with them.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I'm afraid you'll have to tell them no.
Well, I don't think you'll find a better agency.
Well, that's the point. I don't want someone from an agency at all.
Oh, Mum.
I don't want strangers in my house. I want someone I can get to know. I certainly can't be explaining things to different people week in, week out.
Oh, do be reasonable, Mum.
And it's not as if I'm incapable. I only really offered the work to Ilona to help her out.
Oh, well, you know that's not true. You've really come to rely on what she does for you.
I understand that you mean well, Jennifer, and I am grateful for the thought. But if this is the only option, I'd rather manage on my own.
No, Mum, you can't.
So whatever arrangement you've made with these people, can you cancel it, please?
But I
mean it. There is something you could do for me, though.
Yes?
I've run out of butter. You can give me a lift to the shop.
Oh, all right, then. I need a few things as well.
Good. I'll get my bag.
Just the tobacco, is it, Jazza?
I'll have some papers and all. Bluins.
Right, sharp.
So Tom took on these hoods single-handed.
Hoods? I thought you said there was only one.
Aye, but he was big enough for two. Tom was lucky not to get stabbed.
He had a knife, did he, this mugger?
Oh, they all did, they know?
What? The armed gangs terrorising Felpersham? 892, please.
I don't think you're taking this seriously, Jim. There you are. Tom was a bit worried about leaving the bloke, state he was in.
On the contrary, I'm sure it was a very unpleasant experience. And that Tom showed great valour. But I don't think Felpersham has become South Central Los Angeles quite yet. Anyway, I'd much rather hear how you got on yesterday. Hello, Linda.
Oh, hello, Jim.
How did the shearing go?
Oh, aye. Ed and me sheared 50 sheep for a wee hobby farmer up Loxley Barrett way.
Really?
Oh, it went great. In fact, it wasn't that great. When we got back, we went to the pub and spent half the profits.
Oh, no wonder I didn't see you.
Aye. It was a late in. Anyway, if you need your llama shearing, Linda will do you a special deal, eh? Mates, rates.
I'll bear it in mind. I think Jazza would be well advised to save his money, not spend it.
I agree. But when you're young and earning...
Well, given the news, he may not be earning quite as much in the near future.
Given what news?
Well, haven't you seen the Borchester Echo?
I've been busy here all morning.
Oh, so you haven't seen the announcement about Bridge Farm?
No.
In the for sale section. Here, look.
Dispersal sale. Bridge Farm, Ambridge, comprising the entire milking herd of British Frisians. Oh, yes.
Plus, all parlour and associated equipment, they're selling up.
Well, actually, no.
When not 2 weeks ago, Pat told me categorically that they weren't.
Well, they aren't.
Jim, it's here in black and white.
They're just not going to produce their own milk anymore.
But they are a dairy farm.
They're going to buy in milk to process instead.
Well, who says?
Jazza told me.
Oh, well.
Well, it's to free up their time so they can concentrate on more profit-making activities.
No, 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 no. You mark my words. They've obviously never really bounced back from the E. coli.
Couldn't you at least give them a chance, Mum?
I've told you what I think.
I mean, just for a month.
No.
A trial period. It would be... Oh, look, Mum,
Why don't you go in and get your butter and I'll wait here.
Didn't you say you had some things to buy?
Yes, but, well, on reflection, Underwoods has rather more choice.
Well, if you're sure.
And I'll probably pop into Borchester tomorrow anyway. Oh, here's Jill, look, and I want to ask her about the flower festival.
Very well, then. Afternoon, Jill.
Hello, Peggy.
Oh, you're just the person I wanted to see, Jill.
Oh?
What's the latest on the flower festival?
It's all going well. I was interviewed by the Echo this morning.
Oh, really?
There should be an article in next week's paper.
Well, I hope it turns out to be what you expect. Take it from me, Jill. You have to be very careful when dealing with the media.
15 pence change.
Thank you. And just remember what I said, Jim. This might be the first step, but who's to say what's coming next?
I'm sure it's just a very sensible reorganisation.
Well, we'll see. No, Peggy, you're looking well.
Am I? That's very kind of you.
Oh, let me get out of your way.
Thank you. I'll see you tonight, Jim. Fate committee.
I'm counting the hours.
Oh, and you, Jill, of course.
Indeed.
When shall we three meet again?
Jim, I'm so sorry.
What for?
I think I'm a few minutes late. No, let me serve Peggy. You get off.
Oh, it's fine. The tour doesn't start until 2:30. But feel free.
Yes, Adam will be collecting them from the airport about now.
So we can expect exotic accents in the pub and shop for the next few months, then?
You certainly can.
Well, they generally add a bit of colour to the place.
Well, I'm glad you see it that way, Linda.
I do. And what did Adam think about your new man on Monday?
Rob.
Robert and I were very taken with his cricket prowess.
Yes, Adam was impressed too. It's a shame that he... Oh.
It seems we meet again rather earlier than expected.
Yes.
Are you well, Jennifer?
If you'll excuse me, Linda, I really ought to go and see how Mum's getting on.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I ought to be heading off too. But I'm looking forward to seeing you both at book club next week. Good day to you both.
Good afternoon, Jim.
It's just the sort of bold thinking the business needs.
I suppose so. But it's hard to imagine Bridge Farm without a dairy herd.
Ah, that's 150, 70, 90.
Thank you, Peggy. Anyway, more people have signed up for the Flower Festival.
Oh, that's good.
The Bell Ringers, the Mother and Toddler Group.
It's going to be well supported, then.
It needs to be. The PCC voted to go ahead with the organ last night. The lowest quotation.
It's still an awful lot, though, isn't it?
30,000 plus VAT. Just for the work that's absolutely necessary. And we need to secure half the money before we can book the repairers.
Goodness. Oh, Jennifer, I thought you were going to go to Underwoods.
Yes, well, perhaps it's better to support local enterprise. You know what they say, use it or lose it.
Absolutely.
So, Jill, I didn't realise when you arrived you were taking over from Jim.
Yes, he's down as team leader for today, but he's taking Chris to a guided tour of the vines at Lower Loxley. So I said I'd stand in.
Oh, I see.
So what do you think about Pat and Tony, then?
What about them?
Selling the herd.
I beg your pardon?
So are we happy to leave that for Hayley and Vicky to report back at the next meeting?
Yes, I suppose so.
Thank you. Right. Item 6. Someone to open the fete. Does anyone have any ideas for a suitable celebrity?
Does it really have to be someone who's simply famous, Jill?
I wasn't just thinking of some reality show star. Not that we could afford one, anyway.
Well, it should be somebody Scottish, should it? No.
Why on earth should it be...
It would be in keeping with the Highland Games theme.
Jim, the fete does not have a Highland Games theme. The games are just a small part of the whole event.
A fairly defining part, I'd say.
Oh, we're still going to have all the usual stalls and activities on the green. White Elephant, Dunk the Vicar.
One of my favourites, that.
We are publicising it as the annual Fate and Highland Games.
Yes, I know, and I'm really not happy with that. It makes it sound like the games are going to be a regular event.
What would be wrong with that?
Well, it's bad enough that it's been foisted on us this year.
Foisted?
It was a democratic vote, Linda. Maybe a comma in the title might clarify things, though, Jill.
All right, I'll look at that.
Ah, I've got it.
Yes?
A Scottish clan chief.
Oh, please.
What's wrong with that?
No one will have heard of them for a start.
I thought you didn't want them to be famous.
And we can hardly pay expenses all the way from Scotland.
You wouldn't have to. Some of them have got to move down south now.
Could you approach one, Chazza?
I need sweat.
But we really do need to keep more likely avenues open, Jill.
You saying I can't deliver a clan chief? That I'm flaky or something?
The term a shanter fits.
I heard that. What have you got against the Scots?
Nothing.
You've been slagging this idea from the beginning. You're just racist.
That is an outrageous suggestion. Take it back immediately.
Thank you. Thank you both. I think now might be a good idea to break for a cup of coffee. 10 minutes, everyone.
Jill, I really do think we should have some alternative names.
Well, I think you're definitely off Linda's Christmas card list.
I was never on it.
I suspect it may be the same situation with me and Jennifer. She cut me dead this afternoon.
Jennifer Aldridge? Why would she do that?
I wonder if it was because of my article about Brian.
Oh, surely no.
I could be wrong, I suppose. Christine thinks I'm being oversensitive.
There you are, then.
Not something I'm often accused of, I must say. Oh, look out.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, but I must take issue with your accusation, Jazza. You can ask anyone. I don't have a racist bone in my body.
I'm sorry, Hen. How is it your order?
I'm as keen as anyone that the event reflects all aspects of Scottish culture. In fact, I have secured the participation of the Borsetshire Scottish Dance Society.
Excellent.
And they are keen to do a display in the afternoon.
I'm off of the cultural side, I know.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
That's why I'm going to be playing my pipes.
Is that really such a good idea?
It's essential. Jazza is going to be the glue that ties the two parts of the event together.
I'll be wandering around the green, encouraging people to come out and watch the games.
You'll be on the green?
Aye.
Not just at the Jubilee Field?
No.
Playing the bagpipes?
Aye.
But surely, public performance, it needs to be... I mean, are you any good?
Am I any good? Oh, what kind of question is that?
The number of pigs in the country is going down.
Well, we got out of pigs a long time ago, for one.
But the weight of pig meat sold is actually going up.
Heavier animals, then?
Yeah. It used to be that pork weight was about 75 kilos, but a lot of people take them to 100 now.
I wonder what Tom does.
Yeah, I must ask him.
Isn't there an issue with meat quality, though? I thought that's why porkers were smaller.
It's all down to better feeding and genetics.
You certainly seem knowledgeable about this, Pip.
It was just the last topic I was covering.
So you're not about to propose that we reopen Hollertree as a pig unit, then?
I don't think so, Mum.
That's a relief. Well, I've got to hand it to you. You really seem to have knuckled down to this revision.
It needed to be done.
I think you made the right decision to concentrate on it here rather than going over to Spencer's. Or doing it in the library.
Well, there are fewer distractions here. No mates to talk to.
Absolutely.
And I've only seen Spencer once this week.
We noticed that. Although your dad did catch you looking at cars the other day.
That was just the one time. Look, I wouldn't have been able to do all these notes if I'd spent the whole time on the internet, would I?
No, we know you've had your head down. We're really pleased. So, we wondered, as you've worked so hard, if you could spare an hour later this afternoon.
Oh, I expect so. Why?
Well, with Eddie doing the milking and it being half term, we thought it'd be nice for us all to take a picnic tea up Lakey Hill.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
You sure?
After being stuck in here all week, I should say so.
Great. I thought I'd nip into town, get some things to make it really special.
On me head! Maybe into the machinery shed.
Sorry, Josh.
Nice one, Rooney.
It bounced funny.
Right, Pip's up for this picnic, so I'm off to get some supplies. You're not going anywhere, are you?
No, we're just waiting for Cosmo and Jace to get back.
Who?
The kids staying at Rickyard.
Oh, right.
We've challenged them to a game.
Better sort your passing out or we'll get slaughtered.
Okay, well, just make sure you finish by five.
I'll put the rest in the chiller.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks, Kirsty.
So it went well yesterday?
Yeah. Bellingham's were really positive. Very complimentary about the ready meals.
Quite right, too. I eat very little else.
Oh, I don't believe that for a moment.
Okay. The occasional bowl of cereal as well. No, seriously, they are good. I'm not surprised I want to give them a trial.
Yeah. When they said trial, I didn't quite envisage the quantities they'd be talking about.
More than you expected?
It is. Like several hundred packs of each line every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it, Tom? They're obviously taking it seriously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great to get a foot on the ladder like that, but I am going to have to scale up my ideas more than I thought, right through the production chain. I'm probably okay for the meat, although it'll mean I'll have to use all the contacts I've already got. It's the veg side that's a bit more of a challenge. Not all the ingredients we need are necessarily ready in-house. Although some of it has to be bought in anyway, so it's just an extension of that, really.
Sure.
And of course, it's booking kitchen time. Oh, I'm so relieved I didn't go organic with them. It'd be just impossible to get this sort of quantity through on Branston's... Oh.
What?
Here I go again. Tom one-track mind. Sorry.
No, I'm interested.
Really?
I wouldn't have asked if I wasn't.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hi. Is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, just looking for a few picnic treats.
Okay. So go on.
Well, the timescale's a bit tight too. They really want to get the product on the shelves as soon as possible. We're still benefiting from the horse meat scandal.
In what way?
Well, people are still cautious about the more bargain end. So sales of bog-standard ready meals have dropped, but quality convenience food is doing okay.
Great.
So, with a product like mine, you know, a bit upmarket, guaranteed supply chain, consumers are prepared to shell out a bit more.
Now's the time, then.
Definitely. In a way, there couldn't be a better one.
So you said yes?
Of course. Launch date, mid-July.
Whoa!
Tom, have you ever heard Jezza play the bagpipes?
Oh, once heard, never forgotten.
Is he any good?
They're the bagpipes. How can you tell?
That's a bit unkind.
Why do you ask?
Well, it looks like he's going to be the Pied Piper at the fair.
Jezza? Pie-eyed Piper, more like.
Yeah. The idea is that he'll lead people over to the Jubilee Field. You know we're going to have Highland Games.
Oh, yes. I've heard about it in great detail.
So people are meant to follow him.
Well, that's the idea.
Well, let's hope it doesn't have the opposite effect.
That was my worry. Anyway, can you show...
Have you got what you want?
Have you got any of that turkey and cranberry pie?
Oh, we have, yeah. Come on over to the counter.
Thanks.
Right. Underwood's next to me.
Oh, Tom, don't be surprised if Pip bends your ear sometime about what weight you take your pigs to.
Okay.
To me, Josh, to me.
Yeah.
Yes, go!
3-0, 3-0, 3-0, 3-0.
Can you sing that a bit louder, Josh? There's some people in Pennyhassett who didn't quite catch the score.
What?
You've got a whole farm to play football on. Why do you have to do it right under my window?
Sorry.
Some of us have got important exams to prepare for. Can't you find a bit of grass to play on? There's plenty of it around. I don't know if you'd notice.
All right, keep your shirt on. Sorry, guys, we better go play somewhere else. Can't disturb my sister's Facebooking.
I am revising.
Take it out of the fridge about an hour before you want to serve it. It really helps the flavour develop.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Sorry, there you go. Thanks.
Tom, did you leave something behind?
No. I was doing my delivery to Underwoods and I saw this and I thought, well...
Is this for me?
Yeah.
How intriguing. Oh! Why do I deserve a bottle of bubbly?
I just wanted to say thank you. You've been such a support over my work.
Oh, I haven't done anything.
Yes, you have, Kirsty. You've listened to me banging on, which is more than most people do.
Well, oh, that's very kind. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, what are your plans now?
Off home, I guess.
Back to an empty house.
Yep.
Look, it's not long till I close up. How do you fancy sharing this?
Oh, well, okay, if you haven't got anything else to do.
I'm seeing Damien later, but that's not till 9. Stick it in the freezer for 10 minutes and we'll take it to the park.
Oh, it's so nice not to be studying. And not to have Wembley Stadium outside my window.
What?
Oh, it's nothing. Some people just can't understand sport, that's all.
I can see you, Dad.
Do you want to show him where we are then, Ben?
Dad? Dad?
Oh, don't move, Pip.
What is it?
See that butterfly on you?
Oh.
An orange tip.
Yeah, cute.
Mum?
Hmm?
You know this flower festival that Gran's doing?
And what about it?
Can anyone enter?
I think so.
Because me and Phoebe were talking about it.
Really?
Do you think Gran would let us do an arrangement inspired by a great artist?
Well, that's a lovely idea, Josh. I'm sure she'd be delighted.
Like that woman who did an unmade bed.
What, you mean Tracy Emin?
Yeah, we thought we could do an unmade flower bed.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Of course.
Well, I know your gran'd love you to get involved. But maybe you should go for something a bit less avant-garde?
He's having you on, Mum.
What? Are you, Josh? You don't go winding a gran up like that.
Hello, Paul.
Who are you?
Got a minute? I'd like a word.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Don't move. I've got a message for you.
You're the... from the car park the other day.
Never mind who I am. Just listen up. Stay away from Lillian Bellamy.
What?
Stay away from her.
You can't...
Because if you don't, next time I call on you, it won't just be with a friendly message. Understand?
Who sent you?
You don't talk! You listen! Are you listening?
Yeah.
What's the message?
Stay away from Lillian Bellamy.
Good. And don't even think of telling the police about this. Not unless you want little Aisling to get a visit.
No. You leave my granddaughter alone.
I'll do what I like, mate.
If you touch her, I'll...
Shut it! You just do as you're told, and you'll never see me again. All right. You got it?
I've got it.
Good. I knew you'd be a sensible boy. See you, Paul.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Oh, quick. Careful now, it's the finest plastic, you know.
Yeah. Hold that for a sec. I'll put some more in when the bubbles go down.
You make sure you do. I think the working week should always end with champagne.
You must tell Helen that.
I'll get her to write it into my contract.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. And thanks again, Kirsty.
Don't mention it. You can top that up now.
Okay.
So, how do you feel about working with a supermarket again?
Given what an astonishing cock-up I made of it last time, you mean?
I didn't say that.
You don't have to. I know how ghastly it was. I let so many people down.
What?
Taking on all the processing in-house, that was my mistake. Well, I made a lot of mistakes back then. Let's hope I've learned from them, eh?
Lillian, something's happened. I need to speak to you. Someone's... Look, I've got to see you as soon as possible. I can get to the flat for Monday morning. You have to be there.